And we're back with another episode. This is Alex with Simply Gold, and this is our podcast. We've got another outstanding episode for you guys today. Sorry, this is our first time in our new studio here in Flower Mound. We just moved here a couple months ago, probably, 6 weeks ago? So almost two?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the place all nice and fresh. And so you, ma'am, Lena, Killian, you're our first guest in the new studio. So don't spill anything on the rug.
Okay. I will try that too.
But I'm so blessed that you're here. So I've got myself. I've also got my partner in crime, Kara Thomas. And then we've also got a new member to our team, Kelsey Reynolds. Kelsey comes from just a whole nother industry of work. So she used to work at a veterinarian clinic. And so leading up to her coming on board, we used to tease her. We're like, oh, we got off today early. We're going to go hang out. And she's like, I'm just still here with the dog sneezing in my face.
Five things have died. I'm here till 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Someone's having an active heart attack in my waiting room.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I've had four, at least, maybe six dogs in my life. Yeah. And so I can't imagine working with them daily. Yeah. Yeah. I love them just because I cuddle. But are you a big dog lover or a small dog lover?
I love all dogs. All dogs are my favorite.
Awesome.
Anything with four legs.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, how sweet.
That's
it
funny.
It takes a special kind for that business, that is for sure.
Yes.
It
definitely
takes a special kind. But without further ado, we've got our new guest today, Lena Killian. She owns MLK Arrangements, based in the heart of Fort Worth, but also serves the entire state of Texas. She's got a special heart for veterans, which I'm sure we'll hear about today. But we're just so blessed that you're here.
I'm glad to be here. So, definitely. I'm excited.
Yeah, I was excited when I first met you. When you came to Simply Gold, you know, from one of our team members, just the energy that you had, the excitement. Your partner's a little quiet, you know, but
we need a balance. Lord have mercy, because we would tear up that office if we were both like me.
Yeah.
He brings a lot of calm. Thank
so
God.
You guys work in the same office?
So yes, the history of that is that I took care of Michael's wife when she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And we just became stuck together at the hip because I helped him. My friends went over and helped him move out of his home. And I mean, we've just had a really good relationship. And I wanted to break away from the funeral industry.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely, but from what I was seeing in the funeral home, and do it on my own. And he was like, Lena, I think that's a great idea. So he was really a big part mentally in getting me where I am today. However, I've had to do all of the legwork, the finances, all of those types of things to, you know, you sit back and you're like, I'm going to do this. I have this great idea.
Yeah.
But how in the hell am I going to pull this off? And he's always been the person to kind of walk me through things and say, you can do this. Breathe. You can do this. Michael's amazing. Michael owns his own companies.
Yeah.
And he's owned them for 35 years plus. He does point of sales business and has nothing to do with the death industry at all, but does great in his business. And that's because he's had to learn and go through the things that I'm going through now to get where he is. So I have a lot to draw off of that relationship. He moved next door to me just recently because he sold
his house.
Yes, but his house is sold. And finally, he doesn't have to do mortgage or, you know, worry about that huge space. It's a gigantic home. So now he lives next door to me.
Right.
And I choose not to have a home anymore. I choose to live very quaint and to drive my amazing car and to take care of my children in private schools and things like that, because I've owned homes. And I've seen the hell that people go through.
I hate owning a home.
Oh, you don't even understand.
No,
there's the
you
HVAC.
Don't understand.
No.
I just relocated a skunk colony that was living underneath my house. The smell was so bad that people were coming into our office here.
What?
And they didn't want to say it, but then eventually they did. They're like, are you guys hotboxing in here?
No.
Yes.
And it was awful. And he goes, no, that's me.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
No, and then they live, like things live in there, it gets cold, and you don't have a reason to be in my home, bro. I mean, I don't understand. So there's the HVAC problem. There's the it's just too much.
It's the biggest scam
in
the world.
And I'm a single mom.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, and I'm a single mom, and I don't want to not be a single mom. I'm fine where I am, but I don't want that responsibility. I've had five homes. We had one in Colorado where we had people live in our place but steal everything on the way out.
Oh,
so they stole the fridge, the dishwasher, the I'm not doing it again. I'm going to give it some time.
I saw an article and it resonated with me. And it basically said that the banks needed something to sell in order to make money. Well, so they attach to homes.
Yep.
And that's why they push homes, right? Is that they want you to take out a mortgage, therefore get interest and pay blah, blah, blah. Just like people that dealerships sell cars.
Yes.
Banks needed to sell homes.
Right.
And I don't think you save money. Like you...
You talk that up.
The mortgage payment may be lower, but the AC breaks and the skunks live under the home and the yard needs to be irrigated.
Every day you're doing something. I was like, oh, I just want to sleep.
I just want to call the front desk and tell them to come
fix
it.
That's what I do. I'm like, yo, chicka, chicka, chicka. Put like something in the portfolio and we're done. I'm not doing it again. I'm not. And my kids have grandma. And grandma lives right across the street from their school. And she's got a huge home. Y'all party over there. Yeah. I'll bring the cake.
So this actually brings up another interesting conversation. We were talking about moving into drywall. I call it drywall office space, which means you have to do it yourself, right? So like a brick and mortar, right? So here, it's like living in a condo, right? You call it's like something breaks, you call the downstairs ladies, they fix it. But in a drywall brick and mortar, you have to install your own internet. You have to buy the printer. You have to do all those types of things. So are you in like a shared space or what's the makeup of your office?
This is the most beautiful thing because we used to have our spaces that you go to, not the drywall, but something like this. Beautiful, but you're still paying some monthly on it.
Right.
So I started housing my business when I started working out of Michael's home because it was very large. And so I had that extra space. And then we bought this. We have this place in Ensemble downtown. So like if we want to meet and do things like this with others, like I'm going to have a conference there, I can just rent the conference room. Why do I need a whole space? So my home office is actually in Michael's house. So I leave my house and 2 seconds around the corner, I'm in Michael's house. What's up? Let's destroy something.
That's cool. So that's where you were doing your Zoom from was Michael's house.
That's so funny.
And so he's got a 2-bedroom. He only needs one.
Right.
So we decided to put an office in that one. And it's so big and comfortable to where he's over here doing his thing. I'm over there. And it works just fine. It works great. And the only time we need to pay the Ensemble place, we get our mail sent there. I might pick that up every 3 months. It's very comfortable. It feels good. And so if he's out, I'm there. If we're both in there, we're on our headsets talking and nobody's interrupting and it just works very, very well. So I'm blessed to be in that position.
So I feel like I'm interviewing myself. Seriously. Because they hate the fact that I'm like you. I'm very animated. I walk around. Oh, you should have seen me yesterday. So I closed this deal. I did this sideways jumping jack action.
Through the hallway.
Like through the door, out the hallway.
Around the corner.
Coming
back in.
And then side jump jacked back. And then did like the hand thing. You know,
I bet y'all are so calm in comparison to I can see it. Yeah, you are wild. Yeah, I can definitely just me because I have a blast. Like I'm 51 years old and everybody's like, are you sure?
I would say 41. So I'm going to be 41 this Saturday.
Merry Christmas.
I think that I think you and I have I would say the same age. You don't look 51.
No, I'm going to be 52 in August and I'm stoked because the older I am, I feel like I learn more and I am such a social butterfly, but I'm learning to cap that because some people don't deserve your energy.
Oh, okay, I got you. I was like, don't cap it.
No, some people don't.
Don't cap me.
No.
Why are
that's
you
what she tries. She tries to put me in a box. She's like, just,
I do not.
Just be in this little space. Don't put me in the corner.
I do not. I requested us to get our own office to let Kelsey and the others be able to concentrate on their work.
So Kelsey just started. I've already been like, don't freak. Don't quit.
We're cool. She's just calm.
Alex is waiting for Kelsey to come out of the box. And I was like,
I am. Because I've been hearing a lot of things about how exciting you are. I'm just waiting for it.
I am exciting.
That's the first thing you've said. We're 9 minutes into this podcast.
Don't play with me.
No, but I'm just learning to, some people just don't deserve all of the goodness.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I just am like, bah! And I just share. I just share because that's my heart.
Right.
And I do that in business, too. And I'm learning to curtail. Like, there are people that come to me and we have these deep conversations. And I just feel like I need to find the phone number for them. I need to find I need to put them on their route. but that's really not my responsibility.
Right.
And it's hard for me to recognize that because I love to help. And I love to, is it bad to say I love to sometimes be their hero just to make sure everything is in check for them? And I did that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got all these resources from my networking and putting people together, but some people don't really deserve all of that good stuff.
I completely empathize with what you're describing. And not only is it a long process to learn, it's also expensive. It's time consuming. Mm-hmm. You know, your question, I'm going through that same journey myself. 2024, I was very second, third, fourth chance. You know, can we save them? Let's try this.
I'm always saving somebody.
So I was too until I'm one of those. So I'm a Libra.
I'm a Virgo.
And so like... I'm the first day of Libra, just so you know. So
like a Leo Virgo. I'm right there on the cusp. So I'm more Leo than Virgo. So I
read
you.
I read both Virgo and Libra, and I'm like, which one do I feel like today? but as a Libra, I am a lot like Alex, right? I'm a helper. I listen. I try and make the most logical decision about it.
Right.
And I give chance after chance after chance. Until I'm done, and then when I'm done,
I'm done. Got you.
100%.
Yeah.
And then that's where like the crazy cold shoulder comes from.
When it's good too, I'm so good. I'm like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just chew the gum, mm-hmm. and they're like, "Oh my God, Lena, it's so good to see you. Sup, girl."
Yeah. Oh no, no. I am the best at that.
She's like, let's get a class together. No, I mean, I'm always just trying to be helpful to mm-hmm. people, and they Absolutely. Will continue to take. And mm-hmm. I've known that for years, but
me too.
I am learning.
But you want to take everybody with you. I mean,
I know
it sucks because one of my core values is always remember to send the elevator back down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And bring people apart. But like, you can't take everybody. And now that I'm getting older, like, so I'm about to enter, I'm gonna be 41. So I'm looking forward to my 40s because I feel wiser now with time.
Oh, it gets
better. Like I finally realized that time is not infinite. Mm-mm. You know, time is not forever,
no,
right? So it's like I'm starting to get so picky with my time with people.
It's time management. Mm-hmm. Who deserves mm-hmm. to be in this position?
Right.
Is where I've gotten to. So your energy, like I want to be the positive person that I am. I want to be the good person that I am. And when I start feeling it, it's not like that. I will back off in an instant now. So, that's just who I am. And it's hard to turn it off,
mm-hmm.
but I am learning. I learn a whole lot. When I entered 51, I was just like, pfft. And that goes with family too.
Right.
Like, you know, I adore my family. They're crazy and we laugh. That's all we do. But there are some instances where I'm like, you just don't seem to want to learn or want to be better or want to change. And we're up in our 60s and 70s.
Right.
And I just can't. I can mm-hmm. love you from a distance. And that literally means something.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Literally means something. So I'm learning.
I think the opposite of that, though, too, is like making priority for somebody that specifically fills a specific gap. So, for example, like, I have friends who only like to drink and only like to party.
What?
Right. So I can switch my mind and say, all right, if that's what I want to do in this moment, right. I know exactly who to call.
Right.
But I can't try to make them part of me.
Yes.
Right. I can't be like, oh man, but you know, let's have a thought process session. Right. They're like, what are you talking
let's
about?
Brainstorm.
Like, let's brainstorm.
And right.
like, so what I've tried to learn is to not pull people into my environment is just to be more picky and choosy
just
about
let them be who they are.
Right.
And we just go where we need to. And that's the truth because I like to have a good drink, mm-hmm. but it's not always about that. It's
right.
not always about the party. For me, I really need to calm down and sit and be with myself so that I can do my business and do it the right way.
Right.
And so I'm learning that, but there are friends that have different benefits. And that's what I said years ago. I was like, I've got my one gang here. If I'm feeling a certain way, I know they won't. I have this one friend that will never just be on my side
mm-hmm.
like I need her to be. It's always the devil's advocate. Can't you choose me? Can you not just choose me? And she won't. And that's the best part about her. Because she'll tell me you're that's not right, and so I'll hang up. And I'm 51. I'll still hang up on you. I ain't scared. So,
I've done that before.
Yes, I do. And then I mean, she's just amazing at that. But you find friends that are you know, they just fit right where they're supposed to. And I'm blessed to have buddies I've had for 44 years, you know, 44, 45 years. And so they know when I go home to College Station, Texas, which is where I'm from, I can let my hair down.
I've never been there.
Texas A&M? Been there either.
A&M?
Oh. No, but I'll tell you, if I could do it all over again,
you would.
I would not have gone to Texas Women's University, which is where I graduated. I go to number 1 through 5 party school in the nation. I'd just pick one. I don't even care. I'd major in underwater basket weaving.
Texas State, San Marcos, 100%. Yes. My sister, my younger sister went there.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
I was supposed to go there.
It was wild. That's what I would have done.
I was going to go to...
I would have gotten a C-minus and just...
I've been all right with that.
And been all right.
Yeah. No, I was going to go to... Texas Pan Am in McAllen.
Okay.
That's
okay.
where I'm from down south, originally.
Ooh.
My grandparents lived down there.
Really?
And it's not Pan Am anymore. I don't remember what they changed the name to. Okay. But then, you know, then it started getting really dangerous. Man, I was like, I'm not coming.
Right. I mean,
oh, down south?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, in here, McAllen. No,
let's go. We'll take a mill and get a McMansion.
And like
just
Harlan
never leave.
We used to drive out to. Yeah. South Padre Island.
Yeah.
My mom was born in Harlingen.
I don't even know how I survived because we used to be like,
oh, yeah. And no, 100%.
Put your head out the window and your friend's driving. Mm-hmm. What is going on?
Yeah.
But we would drive out there every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got smart and started flying into Harlingen. And then we met some people in McAllen. I was like, dang, this is real. This is the South right here. You know what I'm talking about?
We're that's
the
where South the real the Mexican food is.
Right. It's good.
The good stuff.
I was like, oh.
The good stuff.
Yes. But so that's crazy. I went to school there, and I don't know. There's a traditional life in College Station. I grew up there, elementary, junior high, high school, and tried to leave to go to college in Houston, and was traumatized, and went right back.
You went to Houston?
U of H.
Oh, my sister went there. I like that place.
I do not.
I hate Houston.
Really?
Be honest. What? My family lives there, and I can't do it.
I have family that lives in Houston.
Galveston,
as well.
Katy.
Once a year. No. And you're missing the whole boat.
It's
okay. It's
Houston in general. I hate driving through it.
Yeah. My family lives there, and I'm like I said, I'm in my 50s, and now I go to Houston. I'm like. I see the whole bad letter situation.
Yeah.
But I love my family, so I'll go. I literally go 2 times a year unless something has happened to someone. Because it's not, I love them, but Houston is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what neighborhood you're in, gated or not, you always got the look back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're blessed to be in Dallas. So I love to travel. I've been to every major city in the U.S. Yeah. And even though when I get there, I'm like, man, I could totally live in Phoenix, blah, blah, blah. I'm never leaving to Dallas. Ever.
I love Texas. This is my home. I don't know anything different than this. I lived in Colorado, though, for 4 years, and I do not want to live there.
No, I spent 2 weeks in, what's the one south of Denver?
Colorado
Springs. Yes, I spent 2 weeks there. It sucked.
No,
my grandparents used to live in Macus.
Macus, no, not the Macus.
There, Pueblo. Literally, it is such a teeny tiny town. They have a high school.
That's west of Pueblo, right?
It's 30 miles of
into the mountains,
southwest of Durango.
Okay,
yeah.
So, but no, they have a high school, and their graduating class, I think every year was like 5 people.
Right.
No joke. Because it's a retirement place. Mm. The nearest Walmart is 17 miles in Cortez.
See?
But the property my grandparents had, they had 26 acres.
Okay.
Loved it. You could see the mountains. You know,
it is beautiful out there, though. I
have moved there. But I'll never leave Texas.
No, and
I'm
so
Texan born and raised.
We lived out there for oil and gas, and that was our reason for moving to Colorado. And they're not like us, and I wasn't trying to compare us when I got out there. Mm-hmm. But we are always like most Texans are like, "What's up?" You know, we'll say hi to you, or at least wave, or have a smile on our faces.
Yeah.
Colorado, most of them are transplants to begin with.
Yep.
So you've got Pittsburgh, you've got every other thing other than just the natives. Mm-hmm. And the natives is friendly. That's true. Because I was standing in line and they were talking to me one day and I was like, this is different. And they were
Are you from Texas?
They were like, no, we're from Colorado. But so there were everybody else out there. Mm-hmm. But we lived out there. And I have to say, I lived there just for work for my husband at the time to work. I did not enjoy that. So this is home. I will visit anywhere. Mexico is my favorite place. I do. We used to go to Cabo 2 to 3 times a year. Just to get out of here. I mean, I
hear San Diego is cool.
It's
and
fun.
Then
my
go to Tijuana or what's the town? south of it?
No, Juarez is over here. It's Tijuana,
right?
Yeah. Or
it's just like across the border. Anyway, so you fly into San Diego and then you go south.
Yeah. Yes. Like the Baja California.
Yeah, that area.
I hear that's Mexico. A lot of fun. Yeah, remember Jamie? She used to talk about.
Mm-hmm. She's like, why don't you just go to Mexico
and get it done there? I'm like, I don't know. Like, whatever it is. Insert here.
You know. Just get it done. Insert here, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. I was like, she was whack. No. So her strategy, remember this shit? She would say, well, why don't you just pull out a credit card and put it on there? You'll get the points.
Points for what?
Exactly.
Not every card has points.
Right.
It's like if you're flat.
What? She's like, I just got a free trip to, Jamaica off my points. I'm like, you paid for that through interest.
Like a free trip.
Yeah,
like,
it's not free.
Free trip to
not free.
Jamaica.
Right.
No. It's like when you go to Vegas, right? And you have free night stay. It's because you've gambled it already.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know what's the dumbest, though? The $10 free slot play. That's dumb.
Yeah.
And I would just do it anyways.
Button, mm-hmm. gone.
The drinks had taken over by that time.
Yeah.
So, I get that. But no, so life teaches us all some things. Hopefully we pick up from it and learn from it. I am. And it's slow, though, because I do like, when you find people that you like and then they do things to hurt you. That they don't even know they're hurting you.
Yeah.
You have to call attention to it.
Right.
Now that's when I'm just doing reduce the break. Because you don't even know that you did something wrong.
Yeah.
I think at my age and older, we should know that we are doing things to hurt people and apologize and try to move forward with it. But they're like, how are you that lost? Mm-hmm. Let me bring it to your attention. And once I bring it to your attention, I don't feel like there's anything I can
fix.
But see,
what you described earlier, it's like there's no more time left.
To
try to educate, mm-hmm. try to get them to understand, because time is money. And it's even in the micro, it's like the hour that I just spent trying to convince you to be a better human being, I should have just gone and done my own thing.
Right. I'm going to just sit here and drink through it.
That's weird. That's how I do it now.
What's wrong with you?
Besties.
So, I'm learning, and I think we all are. And I think that's why you work with these two, because they seem to be right in that same mind space, is not as wild, but in the same mind space. And so it's like-mindedness.
We only hire people that are thinking on it rapidly.
Right. And I love it. I'm glad I met Erica, but when she came to me with the whole pricing, I was like, it's my own business and I am the financial provider for everything. So I might be making money.
Right.
But it's, for me, I'm very also practical in everything that I do besides my car. But I'm very, very practical.
What do you drive? What do you drive right now? Is it out there? Can I see it?
Is it a Cybertruck?
Oh, you drive a Cybertruck?
No. She doesn't want to say. She parked over here. If you look out the window. Hold on. She said that she parked out the window right over
it's
here.
It's a Tesla S Plaid. And she
those are expensive.
2 weeks old.
Ooh.
And she is clean as
yeah, it's beefy. AF. It's very tall and sturdy. What color is it?
It's the S, not the X. I don't drive minivans. She's red, and she's right there looking at us.
Nice. Hi.
That was
what's
my
your name
dream
her?
Car. Her name is Dorothy.
Dorothy. Okay.
Because
of the red.
This
okay.
is real. I like it. I'm excited.
I love it. Y'all been looking at her since 2013.
Wow.
And so I bought the Model 3 because I could afford that, being a single mom. First car note since 97, that was my first car note in my first car. And I did everything just right to get my car note at $345 a month.
Nice.
Beautiful, right? So then fast forward to 4 years, almost 4 years. And I was like, I just feel like I'm ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked myself out of it, talked myself back into it. And Michael's like, stop. Buy the damn car.
Just do it.
So, yes. Right. And so they called me and they were like, we were going to get yours by January, but we have this one that's better than the one that you ordered that we can get you before the end of the year and you can get all these incentives. So they have these wheels on it that are $4,500 wheels that I was not going to pay for. I was doing the zero wheel because it's the zero in the package. And so,
$4,500
that the wheels, shit. No, the wheels are... Beautiful. They're beautiful. But I was not going to pay for that.
When they sell you a Tesla, they're like for a dollar, you get the car. But you want all the other stuff.
Oh, my God. You did. But I saw it, and they were like, well, we can give you this car for cheaper than the one we have to create for you. And it's there was no miles. There's 17 miles on it. It was brand new, but someone had said they didn't want it. So they kept their deposit. And I was blessed to go take the train.
Right.
We took the train down there because why drive a car and have two people driving back? Mm-hmm. We took the train down there. And I couldn't even sleep. I was like this the night before. And then I went in the, I took pictures in the hotel lobby, like trying to get on this little hobby horse because I was just bored trying to get to my car. I was like, hurry up, hurry up, 3 o'clock. And by the time it came, I was like so happy. My face was just lit up. And the guy was like, you're Lena, aren't you? I was like, I am.
How did you know?
Yes. And then I went over there and I was like, just what I created that. You know, I said, this is what the color is. This is, I don't want the white interior again. I want the cream like her sweater. And it is clean, and she is fast, and I just try to slow down.
Yeah.
But that was my gift, that I've worked very, very hard in my life, and I've always wanted her, and I got her. So now I have to make another goal.
I'm so inspired right now.
Well, congratulations on getting Dorothy. Thank
you. And, I mean, I've got my two babies, you know, and, like, their dad passed away. I was telling y'all that in October of 2 years ago. And so I'm a single mom. I mean, literally. A single mom. I can't say dad pick him up, but grandma, his mom, has stepped up like you would not believe. And so they are still going to dad's every other week, but grandma is the person. So that gives me time to kick butt on my job. And when I have them, I shut down as early as I can. I try to be as involved. I have a 16-year-old football player that is absolutely beautiful and so big. He's 330 pounds, 6'3".
Wow.
And oh my gosh. Just powerful, but I'm trying to teach these children too. I have a 12-year-old that programs everything.
Mm-hmm.
Programmed my last car, programmed this car.
Wow.
He's a coder.
You have to program the car?
Yeah, you
I
do.
I just turn it on.
No, but there's certain little things that I know that are in there, but he's like this. Oh my gosh, it's scary. And he does coding. And so that is, I think that is where I'm supposed to be, being strictly mom when I have those boys. But when I'm not, with them, I'm usually at Michael's house working till 9 o'clock at night, and then I get off, then I sit there, watch his television, and then I go home and go to bed. So, but I feel happy with that.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to go out to the club and fall out in the street and all that kind of stuff. I kind of can do that from the couch. So, but and I'm busy with the networking too. Like life is good, and I think this is what's good for me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm blessed. I consider myself blessed for sure. Even blessed to be here today. This is cool. I like it.
No, this Thank is you. Cool. I mean, this fills our bucket too, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, we don't charge for this. Right. But that's part of that being intentional is like, we have to do something that just fills our heart.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And this started off as a project for that. It was like, let's just give this a rural, see where we go from it. And now we're 50, 60 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
We beg the team. We're like, please get somebody on the microphone because this is the part that just makes us feel good.
That's cool. I like that for y'all. So I'm filling my bucket by donating stuff, not to the Goodwill. I donate to this gentleman that actually takes what we give him and puts it in a home.
Mm-hmm.
He's helping people that want to help themselves.
Right.
And I'm on it. Like if I have a bed to donate, come over and pick up this queen size because I bought the other one, I bought him a queen size and we donated the full size. But we're in our closets. Michael's still paring down from that 30 years living in one house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to see that whatever we are donating is going to someone, not having to pay for it,
right.
But it's going in there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the best feelings. I kid you not. I'm like, my kids are like, take this, mom. And it's all gently used. You know, it's not just junk we're getting rid of.
Yeah.
Right.
But it feels good to help people like that. It also feels good to refer people for me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good to say, you do this. Let's put you together and see how much you can grow together. So I've been doing that a lot. I'm in BNI. And I just recently learned how BNI actually works. And I've been in a group for 8 months.
Mm.
So I moved to another group.
Right.
And that's the group that's teaching me how BNI is actually supposed to be used. And so I count all of those little things blessings in my life and that I'm able to help others.
Yeah.
At the same time. So life is good. That's all I can say.
So we've been in business 4 years.
Wow.
The first 2 years we did it, we'll call it traditional, right? It's like we cold called or, you know, whatever, right? Nationwide, didn't know anybody. And it was January 2023, we completely switched our model to networking. So like what you're describing, BNIs, the Master Networks, Legends we're a part of. Mm-hmm. Believers in Business, Boss Babes. I mean, there's a laundry list of organizations.
Dallas Millennials.
The Constellation Club, which used to be like Club Corp.
Okay.
I guess they rebranded or whatever. And it's just, it's grown the business so much more because of the relationship aspect.
Right. And I'm so good at building relationships. It's ridiculous. I'm just bad at shutting them down when they need to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting better.
Yeah. Well, even some of the best relationships, it's like at a random moment, you're like, oh my gosh, this isn't good for me.
No, what's you up know? With
and
that?
Why did it take 9 months to figure that
and
out?
And that's what makes, I hold that closer and I'm angry with myself. That's mm-hmm. what I get angry with. How do you not discern who you're sitting right there next to?
Right.
All this time, how do you not know them? And so I am hard on myself with that, like, because I'm very good at paying close attention and feeling people out. I'm real good at that. But then sometimes they're so close that you don't see it. Mm-hmm. And you wasted that 8-9 months.
Yeah.
And you can't get time back. So time management in life is very important. Very important for me right now. So, but
what would you say is the biggest contributing factor for your success with your business with regards to some of the items that we talked about today? So that, let's say that's a two-parter. So let's say that's the first part. And then how would you recommend to the business owners that listen to these, how would they apply that principle into their business?
So for me, I feel my passion is seen through everything that I do when it comes to my business. And I might try to dampen it down, but I can't. And that's how you know I am passionate about what I do. So whatever you are and you really stand true to your business, let that shine through. There are people that do what I do, but you don't know.
They don't do it like you,
they
right?
Do not.
We say the same thing. We don't have
on the back,
like we don't have competitors because nobody does it how
like
we
you
do.
Yeah,
and it has nothing to do with the technology.
Right,
it has everything to do with our core principles.
Yes,
our culture. We were talking about that today, right? Mm-hmm. So I was training Kelsey and letting her know on paper we're a marketing firm, and like I even roll my eyes when I say it. Blah blah blah. Right. But it's like nobody competes with us because of how we conduct or try to conduct ourselves.
Right. And so I do have several people. I have a networking group where there's about four other ones of me.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, how do you feel? And I'm just smiling. Like, what am I supposed? I am Maybelle Lena Killian. That is who I am. And you can sit with me and tell who I am. I'm not trying to put on I'm not sugarcoating because you can't keep that sugar all the way through. When the rain comes, mm-hmm. that sugar dissipates. And so this is who I am. I don't try on a job and take it off, you know, 4 or 5 months later. I don't do things like this. This is something that I have created from ground up. Didn't exactly know what I was doing, but was just doing the best thing and always in the interest of that client. Those people come to me rather than going to the funeral home because I work for 30 plus funeral homes. So if you say I only have $5,000 for cremation, but I want a memorial, it's my job to find that for you mm-hmm. and offer it to you with payment plans so that you're not doing a down payment. And when the time of death does occur, your family's not scrambling trying to find out where that money comes from. And that is near and dear to my heart because of my grandmother. When grandma passed, grandma had life insurance, which I want everybody to get if you can. She had that, and she was able to leave that to her 5 children. My mom is 65 at the time.
Right.
Okay? And she left money to all of her children. That's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That is what that money is for, the living. She also had pre-need. So everything was taken care of. All they needed to get together and figure out was how many roses mm-hmm. that were red, the suit, all of this kind of thing. But grandma knew what she wanted. She had talked to her children. She had her medical power of attorney. She had her living will. All of these documents are important for every single one of us to have. And I'm blessed to know that my family is partially crazy, like we all have dysfunctional families. But they work together in unison to make her separation from us perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They really did. They worked very hard at that. Now, that's the one family I'd have been like, Lord, I don't want to be in that back room and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And so the difference between me and the people that are in my same place or industry is me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will work. That's the deal. I will work hard for my family. I always will, even though I know it's a time management deal. Like I'm missing time here, missing this. I'm learning to get better at that and make it more compact so I'm not spending so much time. But for me, it's those people matter. And mm-hmm. it's because of that funeral home experience first. you go and you work for a funeral home at 100% commission. Who does that? I don't know. But I did. So I went in there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and had no idea what I was entering into, because I forget that that is a field also, a right. field of work also. Get in there, and behind the scenes, people are eating people up, eating themselves up, like stealing people's clients. Management talking bad about the individuals that he manages
yeah.
to everyone else. So it's a nasty environment that takes away from your soul as yeah. much and as long as you will let it.
I would say that I would have thought that, because like Kara's been in the linen business as well. Her family runs a linen company.
Okay.
And I would say that's a pretty supportive crew, right? Like wedding planners. I mean, even though they're cutthroat in some areas, they all rely on each other, right? To provide resources, right? Whatever it is. Like, hey, I need a wedding cake. Mine just fell down the stairs, right?
Right.
Who's going to help me?
Not there.
Yeah. But it sounds like your industry is completely the opposite.
It was. And I worked for a very large corporate company with individual funeral homes underneath that. And in the back room, they're like this, how do we, you know, it's about sales, it's business, I get that. But I'm not trying to, in the person's worst time in their life, say, let's get this $10,000 headstone
right.
because we know we can get the money for it. That's not my heart.
Right.
That's not how I work. So in my business now, I've made it a point to offer that service of finding you a headstone. And my cousin, when he passed, the headstone was $15,000 that they'd quoted the family. And I said, give it to me and let's see if I can do better. I got that same headstone, absolutely beautiful, and on his grave in 3 weeks for $6,700.
Wow.
Because I don't work for the funeral home. I work for myself and I work for that family. I think everybody that comes to me deserves that opportunity. Mm-hmm. However, if you've got all this money and I met this one lady.
The rolling of eyes.
She was like, I want to be over here. And that's one of the most expensive funeral homes. Fine, I can't work with them because they were under the umbrella that I worked with before. And I don't believe in anything that they do, because I know how you run your business behind the scenes. And then there's us back there fighting each other. I don't have time to fight you, sis.
That's crazy.
I need to go out here and help this family that's trying to beat each other up in the room. Mm-hmm. That's the only fight. And I don't even want to have that fight. So I'm trying to get people ready right now, you know, with all those documents, so you don't have to have the fight.
I mean, we push those people out. We always say we play well with others.
Yes.
And the translation is, hey, if you have a marketing person in your company that handles X, like, we'll, you know, hook us up with them. We'll work with them.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. We're not going to try to upsell you on SEO. If you're already doing SEO, we'll just work with your SEO person.
Right.
But we've had other marketing people come in and do what you're describing, and we just cut them off. We stop referring. We just say, don't even be in our environment. Don't talk to our customers. It hurts.
It's going to hurt everybody in there, whether you really believe that or not. It's going to hurt at some point. It takes something from you.
Right.
I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. So it's been a journey. I love what I do. I love that I can beat the funeral home at that $15,000. And I know why they always try to convince you, buy with us, because we won't accept this. And yes, you will. They don't like to work with third parties because you get a savings. Mm-hmm. And to tell you the truth, when you buy a $15,000 monument, how much is the person that's selling it actually getting?
Mm-hmm.
I will say between 4% and 9%.
Wow.
Of $15,000, okay? So there's always that markup game. It's all the crazy. That is why I do what I do. And it's kind of, this lady said the other day, she goes, baby girl, it's like a one-stop shop. I said, sure it is. Because I don't want you to have to get up from me and go find a notary.
Right.
I am a notary. And it's not about the $5 that you might leave there with me. I actually do it free most of the time. I just don't want you to have to figure out where the bank is, if the bank is open, if the bank is closed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just better to take care of it now. I used to volunteer with cancer patients out here in Fort Worth. And I would do that every time. I would do all of their paperwork, their medical power of attorney, their HIPAA forms, their living will, whatever the post form. The post form is an important form if you are ill. That form needs to be signed and presented to that gets signed by your doctor and gets put into your file. So if something happens to you, that is in your file when you hit that hospital. But so I would do that for them for free. And notarize, and just felt amazing, because I am using my services to help the community, these people that just don't know where they're going to end up.
Right.
That was my little piece back to them. And that's why I do what I do. It's for the people. like I say, I'm always going to get paid. I believe in God, and I believe I'm always going to be taken care of, because there's been many times in my life to where I've been like, what's going to happen? When's it going to happen? And, you know, you get that nervous feeling, but bam, 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 it's always been taken care of.
Right.
So for me, with that belief, I have no other choice than just to do the right thing.
Right.
I'm built on integrity. I'm very trustworthy. I'm very honest, and that's scary. But that's just who I am.
Yeah.
And that comes through when I'm sitting with my clients. And I give back. In B&I, there is a saying. It's called giver's gain. And I just now actually started feeling what it is,
mm-hmm.
giver's gain. Because the group I was in before was more about gaining.
Yeah.
Than giving.
But mm-hmm. and you can spot out somebody who goes to a B&I like twice and they're like, this isn't working. You're like, because you're not a giver. Like you're expecting.
And that's how it was going down in right. my group. And I didn't recognize that. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize right. it because I just like the people so much. But then I went and visited the new group that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is going on in here? And it just makes you want to be a part of it.
Right.
And so without getting anything, I'm just happy to get people together. And I believe that will funnel back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And like
I
said,
that's hard to measure. And I think that's the most frustrating part.
It is. And for me, I just let it go. I try not to measure it. I just am like, you know what? Let's just try to hook these people up and see if they. To me, that's awesome. I've got a girlfriend that works with a company called Mac Payments. And then I have a guy that I've recently met in my new B&I that works with Paychex. And they're both on the same, pretty much the same scale. But they both do different things. And I was mm-hmm. like, I know somebody can help somebody with this team. And I paired them up and I'm praying that that works out for them. And he has said that that could be a good thing. And she did. And they've been talking. And that is what I like to see, is people helping people in that capacity. That's giver's gain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. And so I'm learning, like I'm going to learn probably till I pass away. And that's the beauty of it. We don't ever get to an age where we should stop learning and changing right. and being better. So that's where I am, and that's why I do what I do.
Well, I'm inspired in so many ways.
Thank you.
The goal setting that you had to have had to get the Tesla, you know, obviously speaks volumes.
He can't get over that.
Well, no, I just, you know.
It's not a cheap thing.
It's not cheap,
and
yeah.
Some people
it's,
have their own right. thoughts about it, and I really got to tell you, I think Elon's a nutball. That's mm-hmm. cool. He does what he wants to do. But I am about the most proven mm-hmm. EV in our time, and that is Tesla. I can't go buy a Rivian. I don't know where y'all charge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know when I drive out of town, I know that Tesla will roll me to the nearest charger
right.
to charge before I'm dead, if I pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Rivian doesn't have that. I mean, they're rolling up into our mm-hmm. places charging. I don't want that. I don't want a Ford charger. Lightning.
I want the Spider, or what do they come? You know what I'm talking about?
It's a Kia.
No. The Tesla makes
the Roadster.
The Roadster.
That's the one that's like, it's not even fast. There. It's like in their heads somewhere. It's like, I think.
It's so like there 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds
mine,
or something.
That's
ridiculous.
Mine. Mine yeah. is, it's 0 to 60 in 1.99. So y'all know. I pray all the time. And then I've got this little kid in the back seat that's like this, ew, looks like you're going over 65.
My daughter does that too.
Like,
she's like
duct tape.
She's like, Mom, you're going 47. The speed limit is 45.
Can you read a book?
And I'm like, can you like not watch right, how I drive? Right. That would be great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Can you
read that's a me book? Though. I'm policing my husband all the time. I'm
do
like,
you
slow down? Oh. I drive like a grandma.
No.
If I'm gonna be late, it's because I'm not.
I drive a fast
ticket.
Car, but I drive slow.
Really?
Yeah,
he
I drive a.
Does.
I drive a Kia Stinger GT2.
But that's like a cool car. My cousin had one in.
It's gray. Cool, but it's oh, fast. Gray. It's got a twin turbo. It's almost 400 horsepower. It does go fast.
But you don't.
But I drive it slow.
He
see,
does
that's
drive
what
it
makes
slow.
Me mad. It's like I see
I'm just
people.
Wasting all the
yes,
energy.
You right? are. Lambo. I see people in Lambos or in my car, and they're just like this.
And it's literally like, okay, if you're not gonna drive the car, don't have the car.
Oh my gosh.
We about to be friends, Carol. We about because I'm like, I get like this. Just get a minivan already.
Pretty much.
Right.
Pretty
and much. Then the minivan's out there speeding. I'm so yeah. mad. I need to slow down.
I drive a Honda Pilot.
Play your part. Yes.
And he'll leave 5 minutes before me, and I will pass him.
I swear. I mean, like on the highway, I'll go 85, whatever. But like when I drive on these streets, I drive so slow.
People, like,
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
they're blowing at you to get out of the way. Yeah, no, but I mean, that's the that's the only proven EV that I know of.
But that's your that is your daily reminder of all the hard work you've done to, to deserve
and
it.
And all I do is plug it in.
Right. And all she does is plug it
and
in.
And I don't have to get, as a single mom, I don't have to think about fighting you at the gas station to ask me. You know what I'm saying? Because the homeless is out right now. They're out. And I don't know who's who. I don't know if you have mental issues. I don't know if you're just choosing to be homeless. I don't know if you are going through some things. I have kind of decided I'm not going to figure that out.
Right.
Because I'm not going to get shanked in the process of trying to find out which three you're involved in. And so I'm just proud to be able to go home. Even after this, I've charged up to 100% to get out here. And then I'll be able to get home and get my two appointments that I have after you guys later this afternoon and then go home and charge. It's safer, and that's just, I don't care who put it together. I really hate that it's his name on it. But, and that has nothing to do with politics or anything. It just has to do with how he is in the streets.
Yeah, like, I'm waiting a little bit longer. I want the tech to get more efficient. I think more charging stations.
It gets, we've got superchargers everywhere. Like, I used to drive home when I had the first one.
I honestly don't know. So I just...
No,
I'm not poo-pooing the party. Happening. I just don't really understand.
Seriously, it's just happening like crazy, crazy. My car, the one that I just sold, dropped half price.
Yeah, but so part of the issue. So when I bought my Kia, I've owned six Kias. I love Kia, but even they have a EV model that's fast as shit. It's fast.
Really?
But when I asked the sales rep, hey, like what's the savings? I think I asked him compared to what he didn't know anything. So that's I was like, just give me that one, I guess.
Yeah,
I'll take the gas one.
Because if you don't know and you can't prove to me, we were at, I was trying to sell my last Tesla. And we went to all the way to Dallas because he was like, oh, I can get you more. Because I sold it. I didn't trade it. Yeah. I sold it because if I traded it, it was going to be way less than I wanted for that car. So I drove out there and he's like, they had an e-tron. I think, what kind of car was that? Was it an Audi? I think it was the Audi Dallas. Drove out there and was looking at it, and I was like, so tell me where your charging stations are. He was like, no, we can't. With Tesla, superchargers.
Yeah.
We know they're everywhere. College Station used to not have them, and so I would go home and park on campus and get my mom to come get me and leave my car there safely overnight and come home. But now there's a supercharger. So things are, that was maybe last year during football season, I think, drove out there and did that. But things are getting better and better, and he is paying attention. He does listen. So that's why I drive that car, because there's nothing else that's on that level for me. Like, I don't have that expense that everybody else does. So I'm not really – I might have to get tires one time, might have to get brakes one time.
I hear you. It's crazy. I'll tell you the truth. I had to get a Costco membership to save money.
I mean, I don't blame you. I love Costco.
Because my car only takes premium. And the gas line at Costco is always out the door.
I would just wait there. Just eat a snack.
Turn the car off.
We could eat lunch.
Don't waste gas while you're waiting for gas.
Just sit there in the car, eat some snacks, and just wait for it. So, but I understand you. I love Costco, too. I stay out of there.
I stay out of there. I buy batteries. That's it.
Do you need another heater?
I just buy batteries. I was like, you know what? I do need a pergola that I self-assemble for my backyard. That's $4,000.
No, don't go in there.
You don't follow instructions. You can't do it by yourself.
I always have extra pieces to everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'd have extra pieces to this mic stand if I had to put it together. I'm not even playing.
Oh my God.
I'll be like, they sent an extra part.
That's why I put the podcast room together.
Well, good for you, because he said, oh, they sent an extra part. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, remember the chairs? I didn't even put those little round discs things on.
Yes,
remember?
I know.
I was like,
yes,
oh, we don't,
I know.
Who needs this thing extra?
Yes, yes, I know.
No, so, God, y'all are crazy. Is this a podcast? Y'all are hilarious. But I mean, I just love this. I think this is great. But I don't have this capability. I don't think I have the mindset right now to have a whole bunch of goodness sitting there and doing this, because I don't have the time. I'm glad that y'all do have the time. This is awesome.
We don't have the time. So
we have to book it.
Quick story. we have another group of friends that we podcast with.
Okay.
And he was starting his the same time we started ours. So the agreement was we would finance all the equipment. He had to learn how to post-produce it. So it was like, all we have at the end of this is a recording on a chip.
Right.
So he learned how to snip it and where to post it, how to create the channel on Apple.
Oh, nice.
He learned all of that. So when
and the video.
And had a video.
Now he has video. So
whenever I have a question, I just say, hey, man, can you like research this? And so he researches all of that, takes the time away.
Really?
In exchange for, we bought all the equipment for his podcast.
To work here.
Well, no, we actually pack all this stuff up and take it to Dallas. However, yesterday we just bought a whole second set.
Okay.
So then we're going to move it in here. It's all white. It's kind of cool.
Oh, that's great. Dope.
Yeah, great. So I've never dope. Seen that. Everything. The stands, the mics, the board. Really? Everything's white.
And what are you going to do with this?
We're going to take him. It over there.
Yeah, it'll be our, it. It'll, we'll take it over there. Yeah.
What does he pay you for that?
His time. He's one of our best friends. So
that's
it's,
very cool. Yeah. I love that.
There's a very there's a.
They couple. Also feed us snacks.
Yeah, they feed and, drinks. And then drinks and I mean we get.
Alex has a sippy cup because
yeah,
he spills.
I have a sippy cup because I've already
up.
Spilled.
That's me at the football game.
Yes, this thing has suffered through like three whiskey spills
and your
in
laptop
in it.
Are you
like,
serious?
100%.
No, I have the sippy yeah. cup.
One time we had it was dripping just
game.
From the board. We had to dry it in rice for like 2 weeks straight.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, you stay away.
Wasn't that Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was fried. It didn't work for a week, and I thought it was.
But then it came back.
It came back to life.
So. Wow. So rice is the business. Rice is the business. Yep. That's hilarious. Yep. Y'all are great.
Yeah, it was great. Well, Lena, tell us in closing, just some last minute thoughts and advice for business owners, entrepreneurs, and then of course how to reach you, how to engage with you, okay. how you know if we're in the business of dying over here, how do we?
Jesus. God. Just in case you're ready to die.
No! Call the number below.
So, I'll give this. I'll say, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. I'm my own worst critic, and that is every single day. And I'm learning that, and I'm trying to work on that. Let people in, but pay attention. Be observant. Be very observant. And if you have a heart for what you do, step out on faith and do it. And as for my business, MLK Prearrangements, I don't know if y'all know, but MLK are my initials. Maybelle Lena Killian.
Yes.
So it just works out beautifully.
It does work out.
So MLK Prearrangements is amazing at helping people pre-plan their funerals, helping people get all of their estate planning documents, and it's just best to call someone. And here's the deal. It starts at any age. Any age that you want to pre-plan, because that price of pre-planning goes up every year 4-6%. And if you think I'm joking, go to one of these corporate funeral homes. They will change January 1st. They are waiting to change. But I work with funeral homes that are willing to give individuals that opportunity at the same prices. It's just a blessing. And I think it's a blessing to know someone like me that can move and groove like I do with helping my family. So if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can go to mlkprearrangements.com or you can send a message to my cell phone. I am at 682-552-6501. That's my cell phone, business cell, always. So.
And if you want to ride in the plaid, just ring it up.
I'm going to charge $15 a head. $15 a head.
$15
a
head.
No drinks and no snacks.
No, you can't bring nothing in it.
No, not the kids either.
I'm jealous. I can't wait. I'm probably going to go out there and walk
you
out and see
it. You should.
So.
Make sure you take your jacket. It's cold.
It's very cold.
It's very cold. So.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming,
Lena.
No, we're blessed to have
new
you.
Bestie.
Come back again. Don't wait too long. Let's do a part two.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time. So thanks so much, Lena.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.